The new report finds that the vast majority of the wells, platforms, and pipelines in Cook Inlet are well beyond their design life. Many of them are nearly 50 years old. Bob Shavelson is the executive director for Cook Inlet Keeper based in Homer.
It's an enormous undertaking to take out pipelines and platforms that have been in place for 40 to 50 years. And what our report is showing is that there's probably less than 50% of the money set aside to do that right now. So who's going to pick up the other 50%? Is that going to be the state of Alaska and our residents, or do we look to the industry who's made a profit of our public resources to pick up that tab?
Alaska's oil and gas industry actually got started in Upper Cook Inlet in the 1950s, and now there are 16 offshore platforms and about 160 miles of oil pipelines in Cook Inlet. Currently, there's nearly $190 million worth of funding available to dismantle, remove, or restore old platforms, pipelines, and oil and gas facilities in Cook Inlet. The money is set aside in the form of bonding and guarantees by the oil and gas companies. However, the new report indicates that the actual cost of dealing with that infrastructure ranges between $402 million to $1.1 billion. The new report comes as the state of Alaska is considering some new rules to address the issue of dismantling, removing, or restoring the aging oil and gas infrastructure. Shavelson confirms that experts hired by Cook Inlet Keeper are looking to see if the risk-based strategy included in the new rules is adequate for the size of the problem in Cook Inlet.
They do a fitness test, a financial fitness test on companies, and if you've got a company that has strong financial wherewithal, that they would have a lower or no bonding requirement, whereas if you had a smaller independent that showed a less robust portfolio, they might have higher bonding requirements. So they've got kind of a sliding scale that they're proposing, and we're going to have our economists look at that and see what makes sense.
Shavelson notes that the new report will be outlined for staff with the Alaska Department of Natural Resources during a special workshop that will be held in Anchorage on Monday. The intent of the workshop is to discuss potential changes to DNR regulations related to the offshore platforms in Cook Inlet. The workshop is open to the public, and there will be time for public comments. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.